Racial Accents. A classic lesson in developing oracles was documented by LaTanya Sweeney, a professor of government and technology at Harvard University. In 2013, Sweeney, of African-American descent, Googled her name. She immediately received an advertisement for a service that offered her to see the criminal record of LaTanya Sweeney. Sweeney, who doesn't have a criminal record, began a study. She started to compare the advertising that Google AdSense serves to different racially identifiable names. She discovered that she received more of these ads searching for non-white ethnic names than when searching for traditionally perceived white names. You can imagine how damaging it can be when possible employers do a simple name search and receive ads suggesting the existence of your criminal record. Sweeney based her research on queries of 2,184 racially associated personal names across two websites. 88% of first names identified as being given to more black babies are found predictive of race against 96% white. First names that are mainly given to black babies, such as Deshaun, Darnell, and Jermaine, generated ads mentioning an arrest in 81 to 86% of name searches on one website and 92 to 95% on the other. Names that are mainly assigned to whites, such as Joffrey, Jill, and Emma, did not generate the same results. The word arrest only appeared in 23 to 29% of white name searches on one site and 0 to 60% on the other. On the website with most advertising, a black identifying name was 20% more likely to get an ad suggestive of an arrest record. A few names did not follow these patterns. Dustin, a name mainly given to white babies, generated an ad suggestive of arrest in 81 to 100% of the time. It is important to keep in mind that the appearance of the ad is linked to the name itself. It is independent of the fact that the name has an arrest record in the company's database.